The following episode of Weekly Scores originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Thursday, March 6th, 2025 at 10 a.m.
You are tuned to KGVM 95.9 FM or listening online at kgvm.org. I'm Zuzana, bringing you Weekly Scores because your life deserves a soundtrack. Today, I decided to start with a couple songs from the movie soundtrack to Coup d'etat. And I will start with a live recording of Nina Simone singing The Ballad of Hollis Brown, a Bob Dylan song from the album The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children in his cabin broken down. Well, he looked for work and money and he walked a ragged mile. Yes, he looked for work and money, walked a ragged mile. Yeah, yeah. His children are so hungry, don't know how to smile. Yeah. The rats have got your flour, bad blood has got your mare. Rats have got your flour, bad blood has got your mare. Is there anyone who knows? Is there anyone who cares? So you pray to the Lord above, please send your friend. Yes, you pray to the Lord above, please send your friend. But your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friends. Until as it's turning black, there's no water in your well. Grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. You'll spend your last long dollar on a 7 shotgun shells. Your baby's eyes look crazy, it's a tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy, it's a tugging at your sleeve. Walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. The rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mare. The rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mare. Is there anyone who knows? Is there anyone who cares? Screaming louder now, it's pounding in your brain. Your wife's screams is tapping you like the dirty driving rain. Way out in the wilderness, cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. Seven shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance, and seven new people born.
That was a song by Bob Dylan. He definitely knew how to write and combine the words with music to tell a story. Both Soundtrack to Coup d'Etat, a documentary about jazz, and Bob Dylan's biopic Complete Unknown were nominated for Oscars. But competitions are like that. Often the results depend on who else is in the competition. After I watched the amazing short documentary, The Only Girl in the Orchestra, I realized that the Soundtrack to Coup d'Etat and The Complete Unknown had no chance at Oscars this year. Let me play for you a clip from a trailer here.
Oh dear.
Orrin O'Brien.
This is painful.
The newest member of the New York Philharmonic scurried into Philharmonic Hall one rainy night and, ignoring the musicians' locker room, got dressed in a washroom. Miss O'Brien, who is the daughter of old-time Western star George O'Brien and actress Marguerite Churchill, may be the best woman bassist in the world. To a man, they say, Orrin is one of the boys. Only Orrin is one of the girls. The only girl, in fact, in the 104-member orchestra, a situation unique at the Philharmonic, so there is yet no place for her to dress.
You are tuned to 95.9 FM Bozeman or online at kgvm.org. to Gallatin Valley Community Radio, where we put the community back into the radio. I'm Zuzana, and you are listening to Weekly Scores, because your life deserves a soundtrack. Today I have a little surprise for you, but before I reveal it, I wanted to reminisce about the community that we have here and remember a local bass player, Kelly Roberti, who introduced me to the world of jazz in Gallatin Valley. Here for you, I have a recording of Kelly Roberti and his quartet from 11th and Grant.
Of the past, we will know of the feet freedom grows.
You're tuned to KGVM 95.9 FM Bozeman or listening online at kgvm.org. I'm Zuzana, playing for you weekly scores because your life deserves a soundtrack. Today, I'm going to do something a little bit different as I have here with me an amazing Judy Chaikin, who I met through Greenlight Women. Her film documentary, Legacy of the Hollywood Blacklist, was nominated for Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Informational Special. And here I want to showcase songs from her more recent documentary, The Girls in a Band. And I would like her to introduce the story.
Thank you, Zuzana. It's really nice to be here with you. And I appreciate your love of jazz because that's something that not enough people have. And certainly I love jazz, and that's one of the reasons I made the film. I came up in a family of musicians, and I was a trumpet player in junior high school, in the high school dance band, in the junior high school dance band. And the boys in the band did not like having a girl on the band. They made it so uncomfortable for me that I eventually dropped out of the band and gave up playing the trumpet. I said, you know, this is not a career for a girl. There's no acceptance here. And I went in a different direction.
So sorry to hear that.
Yes, well, it's a story of a lot of women. But then about 10 years ago, a friend of mine came to me and said that she had met a woman who was in a big band in the 40s. And I said, no, that's not possible. There was no such thing as women in big bands in the 40s. And it turned out that she had been in an all-girl band. And I had heard a little bit about all-girl bands because there was a couple of them on television in the early years as kind of novelty acts. Nobody took them seriously. It was cute to see these girls dancing around in cute costumes and holding instruments. So when I looked it up, I thought, gee, that's interesting. I wonder if any of these bands really made any kind of impression in the world. Well, then I started doing some real research and found out that not only did these bands make an impression, that there were many women musicians who had been really serious jazz musicians who nobody even knew about anymore. But in their day, they had made quite an impression. So that's what started me on this path.
You said that one of the most interesting and important songs is Just for a Thrill.
This song, Just for a Thrill. Yes, that song was written by Lil Hardin Armstrong, who was Louis Armstrong's wife. Very few people know about Lil Hardin Armstrong, but she was in fact the person who started the band that made Louis Armstrong famous. It was called the Hot Five, and that was her band. And she hired him as a trumpet player for her band. And of course, he was a genius trumpet player, but he became familiar and she sort of faded into history. But she wrote this song, Just for a Thrill, that has been recorded by many, many artists, many major artists. Aretha Franklin recorded it. Ray Charles recorded it. All the big names in jazz recorded that song. And so that, if you're going to play a song that's representative of those women, Just for a Thrill is a most important song.
And here I have queued up this original version of the song.
Just for a thrill, you turn the sunshine into rain. Baby, for a thrill, you gave my heart nothing but pain. To me, you were a pride and a joy, but to you, I was only a toy, a plaything, just to toss around at will. Just for a thrill, you know that you did me wrong. Just for a thrill, you made my life just one sad song. But now you're free and you're having your fun, but to me, you're still the only one. Just for a thrill, you made my heart stand still. Thank you.
Lil Hardin. Yes, the interesting story about Lil Hardin is the way she died. She was on stage at a memorial for her husband, Louis Armstrong. She was at the piano and suffered a heart attack and keeled over and died on stage at the memorial. It was quite memorable, I have to say.
And I remember a line from your movie, somebody is mentioning, what a way to die. One of the ladies comments on that.
Marion McPartland said that. Yes, yeah. She told that story in the movie.
Thank you. And you know so much more about all these ladies, so I would love you for you to introduce the rest of my songs. You are tuned to KGVM 95.9 FM Bozeman or listening online at kgvm.org. I'm Zuzana, playing for you weekly scores because your life deserves a soundtrack. And today I have with me here amazing Judy Chaikin, and we are playing songs from her documentary, The Girls in the Band. The documentary has actually a website that goes with it, thegirlsintheband.com.
Yeah.
I looked up on the website and picked a couple of the suggested soundtracks from there. And I wanted to cue in Alice Coltrane's Something About John Coltrane song. I don't know how many people know Alice Coltrane.
Alice Coltrane is not in my movie. I'm sorry that we didn't put her in. But one of the problems is when you're making a movie, you need to have film on people because you have to show things. Alice Coltrane never was filmed. There was no film of her whatsoever. So that was very hard to work her into the story.
Thank you.
Well, isn't it interesting how many women musicians were married to men musicians? I myself married a man musician. Unfortunately, their careers did not go as well as the men's careers did, because the women were always thought of as a secondary, even if they were talented, they were secondary to the men. That influenced so much how the women were viewed and how women thought about themselves as musicians. Because one of the people in my film said, you know, if you can see it, you can be it. But if you can't see it, if you don't have any role models, then you can't be it. And if all these women were seeing was that men were the ones who were receiving all the attention, they never could aspire to it. Mm-hmm. If you don't aspire to something, you'll never get there. So without having that role model to aspire to, it was very hard.
Another reason, like, when I saw the title, The Girls in the Band, what strikes me, this is a community radio set in Gallatin Valley. There is a tune-up bar, and inside the bar, they often have live music in the evenings. But the interesting thing is where the musicians stand, behind them is all girls band. I don't know if it's jazz band, but it's all girls band for sure.
Yeah, it looks like a marching band.
Maybe marching band.
Yeah, because they've got trombones and sousaphones.
I guess so. Okay.
Those are marching band. The sousaphone is marching band. But an all-girl marching band, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So there were those things, I guess, at that time.
Yeah.
But how many of us knew about it, right?
No, none of us knew about it.
If you don't see it, you can't become it. Or it's harder to become it because you are fighting much bigger windmills if you are trying to be something you don't know. You don't have role models for.
KGVM is grateful for the support of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, Gallatin Valley's newspaper. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle, empowering the community. Online at BozemanDailyChronicle.com and available through subscription in print or online. More information at BozemanDailyChronicle.com.
KGVM is grateful for the support of Logjam Presents and The Elm on North 7th in Midtown Bozeman. Upcoming events at The Elm include Pokey Lafarge with Cicada Rhythm on Friday, March 7th, Red Knot Chili Peppers on Saturday, March 8th, Humphreys McGee on Wednesday, March 12th, Big Richard with Lena Marie Schiffer on Saturday, March 15th, St. Motel with Oliver Hazard on Wednesday, March 26th, and many more. A full event schedule and ticket information are available online at logjampresents.com.
You are tuned to KGVM 95.9 FM Bozeman or listening online at kgvm.org. I'm Zuzana, playing for you weekly scores because your life deserves a soundtrack. And today I have with me here amazing Judy Chaikin, and we are playing songs from her documentary, The Girls in the Band.
Well, I see you're going to play something by Emily Remler. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot about Emily Remler in the movie because she died very young, which was a real tragedy because she was considered one of the great jazz guitarists of all time. And she, just play her song, How Insensitive That She Sings and Plays. I'm sorry, she doesn't sing. I'll start that over again. Just play her song, How Insensitive, and you'll see how sensitive she was. So Emily Remler is somebody that a lot of people should know more about.
Thank you.
Valida Snow is a very interesting character. She was a woman trumpet player who, you know, she had so much talent and so much passion for what she did, and she could get so little recognition here in the United States, but she went to Europe. And Europe has always had a much better love and respect for jazz than it has in the United States, where jazz was born. You know, it's the old saying, a prophet is without honor in his own country. Well, that's how it was with jazz, and especially these women who could get no reaction to their work here at all. They went to Europe, and they were highly praised and highly prized there.
Luckily for Bozeman, is like Bozeman is now Mecca of jazz, thanks to many musicians who are here, who teach here, and who perform jazz all over the places, like the little Tuna Bar.
Wow, that's great. Well, that's wonderful to know that there's pockets of jazz happening somewhere in the United States.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Live and well here.
Dare to have your arms around me, not that I considered it a sin, but tonight I want your arms around me. It's the mood that I'm in. Can it be the music that they're playing, or the magic of the violin that intrigues my heart into obeying? It's the mood that I'm in. Maybe it's the lovely things you tell me that help to keep me in this state of mind. Maybe it's your eyes that overwhelm me. Oh, tonight I'm so romantically inclined. So speak to me of words with love so tender. Let the rhapsody of life begin. I could give my heart in sweet surrender. It's the mood that I'm in.
Next, I queued up This Can Be Love, performed by Clora Bryant.
Well, Clora Bryant is one of my favorite people in the movie. She not only was alive when I was making the movie, which was nice because then we got to go actually film her live, but she was one of the women who really did make some kind of impact while she was alive and did have a really good career. Clora Bryant was actually the first jazz musician who was ever invited to go to Russia. And she went over there and took a band with her. Her son was the drummer in the band. And she brought jazz to Russia for the first time. And she was the epitome of what women had to do in order to be jazz musicians. She was a good-looking woman who wore strapless dresses and dressed to the nines and looked great and knew how to perform. Clora was the quintessential jazz musician, female jazz musician. And she had a lot of respect from a lot of the men musicians.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No song no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell, and yet I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well, and yet I love to look in your eyes. Still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well, and yet I love to look in your eyes.
You're going to play something by one of my favorite artists, Emily Remmler. I just wish that she had lived longer and had been able to establish more of a career. But listen to her lyricism, her understanding of the musicality of a song. She was just phenomenal.
Usually the way I write is not on the guitar, believe it or not. It's while walking down the street. I have a tune in my head lately. It's only a few bars long, but I have the theme, and I play games with it. I can't get it out of my head. I act like it's not there, and then it comes back, and then I start increasing it, and sometimes I'm lucky enough to get whole songs, a page or two of music in one day. It just comes right out.
Yeah.
And the last one is Hazel Scott plays Black and White.
Hazel Scott was a New York performer who was so brilliantly talented. She was a child prodigy. She went to Juilliard School of Music. And she actually made a name for herself because she had a lot of club dates. She worked in all the big jazz clubs. And she was another woman who knew how to work the system as a woman. She was very glamorous. And she actually had this act where she played two pianos at the same time. She'd sit on one bench and kind of swivel back and forth from one piano on one side to another piano on the other side. Then she'd spread her arms across to both pianos and be playing both pianos simultaneously. She was just an outstanding entertainer, as well as being a really fine musician.
And this song is one of those where she plays both pianos, black and white piano. Incredible.
Yes, she's definitely worth listening to and worth knowing about.
When the black keys meet the white keys on Piano Avenue, do they music? They do. They swing it in G, corner of keyboard. The black and the whites do it all right, all right. When the ivories and the gyres keep that boogie board awake, make the music they make. Like pepper and salt, chocolate and malt, they zoom. The black and the white do it all right, all right. Oh, Mary Jane, get off the beat, did that refrain. It's sweeter than 8-point beat. When the black keys join the white keys in that burial house parade, hey, is it music? It's play. I'm telling you, Jack, stick to the black and white. Or reach, or root, or right. Thank you.
You're listening to KGVM 95.9 FM. I'm Zuzana, playing for you weekly scores, because your life deserves a soundtrack. Today we were playing songs from Judy Chaikin's documentary, The Girls in the Band, and she was here with me talking about and introducing all these amazing ladies. Thank you for joining me here and being my very first guest and for making the documentary, The Girls in the Band, which people can check out at the Bozeman Public Library.
I hope people will take notice and see the film. It's an enjoyable experience. And thank you, Zuzana.
Well, thank you, Judy, for being here with me and for doing this.
Love me, love me, love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you, for my love is like the wind.